you could say, show me the money, to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Pottawatomie, Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, show me the money. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Providing the largest cancer clinical trials treatment program in Wisconsin is more than a statistic. It means offering you more options. It means more hope. At the Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, people are the driving force behind providing the most advanced, most powerful cancer care available. We push further, learn more, and lead the way. That's how we do everything humanly possible for life without cancer. To find out how dedication fuels breakthrough cancer care, visit frater.com/cancer.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the courts!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Six-point game as we make our way toward the final 4:45 of this one. 92-86, Bucks out in front. We've seen 21 lead changes in this game here today. And if you're Milwaukee, you're trying to snap what is a seven-game losing streak in the preseason. It's one of those strange, odd, but true factoids. And not sure how much you actually put into that, Justin, if you're a Bucks fan, because things have gone pretty well once the real season starts. No team has won more in the last 5 years than this Milwaukee team in the regular season. But preseason been another story.
Very different story, but it's been a different story for the team overall. That's been very top-heavy and not a lot of young guys that you would get a lot of minutes to.
On the inbound pass, speaking of young guys, Marjon Beauchamp tees up a three and knocks it down. So good to see that young second-year pro connecting from distance on his third try of the day. So the Bucks now out in front by nine, largest lead of the game, but cutting into that lead quickly on the other side of things was a nice finish down low from Quentin. That's Jackson laying in on the other side. Quentin Jackson for Chicago, new into the game. Marquise Bolden top of the arc with Bucks leading now 95-88. Crossing over, Beauchamp works it to the near wing. Jackson with a head fake, fakes the pass, now scoops to the hoop and lays it in with a nifty move using the right hand. He's pumped up, feeling it. Going the other direction. Bucks on a 19-6 run to begin this quarter. Now we got a whistle and a foul going against Thanasis, who was trying to slow down Jackson on the drive for Chicago. And the Bulls will have the ball out of bounds on what goes as team foul number two for Milwaukee. Here comes Drew Timmy, the all-time leading scorer for Gonzaga. Undrafted out of Gonzaga, even though he's an All-American there and dominant player for that outstanding men's basketball program, but undrafted and now in camp with the Bucks. Played summer league with the Bucks as well. Spinning inside on the other end of things. It was off the mark from the team, but the rebound control for a moment, but then knocked away as Sanogo couldn't control. Bucks go the other way. Beauchamp feeds it ahead to Washington. Gets it back to Washington now from Beauchamp. Washington works it to Jackson. Jackson lobbed it up top. Wanted to hit Bolden. Bolden wasn't quite ready for it. And these guys still new to playing with each other. But you can see he's got vision, does Jackson. He can pass that ball. A couple head fakes inside. Sanogo couldn't hit. Rebound tipped a couple times by Timmy. And then into the backcourt where Chicago's able to retrieve it. On the near wing right, it's Drell handing the ball out to Sanogo. Now Batim launches up a three, and he hits. So Chicago climbs back to within six on that three-pointer. On the jumper from Honorable Batim, the rookie from Turkey, who signed a two-way deal on July 25th with Chicago after 6 years in the Turkish League. And he wastes little time before he checks in. And with that shot, we have a moment to pause. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification across these stations on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Hey, Bucks fans, Bango's mailbox is open. and he wants to hear from you before the season officially tips off. Grab your paper, your pencil, and your MVP-level creativity and get all the details on Dear Bango. That's presented by Bubon Orthotic or Orthodontics at bucks.com/Dear Bango. By the way, if you're wondering, that's D-E-E-R, Bango, Dear Bango. So, as, you know, a little play on words, if you will, Justin. These writers, they are clever. You got to get up early in the morning to keep up with them. And we did get up early this morning for a rare early noon game today.
We did. I wouldn't be opposed to more noon games on the schedule. I'll just say that.
Nooners. We got one on Christmas.
We do, which you also wonder if the league kind of looks at it now and says, well, if you would have told us you were going to trade for Damian Lillard, we may have reshuffled you to a 5 o'clock game or a 7 o'clock game.
I'm down with noon on Christmas Day.
Well, noon Eastern.
Yeah, Eastern. That's right. So 11 o'clock. That's right. Central Standard Time for that game. That's going to be fun, though.
Even better, yeah.
So here comes Ty Washington sending it off now to Marjon Beauchamp at the free throw line after that last timeout. Bucks leading again by 6. Washington's three-pointer. Karam's off the back iron too strong. Chicago goes the other way. Ball knocked away from behind by Jackson. Gets it back. Feeds it ahead to Washington. They've got numbers off to Beauchamp, who soars in and slams it down. A little three-man game for the Bucks, and it was all jump-started by the active hands of the rookie, Andre Jackson. Exchanging high fives with Marjon Beauchamp, all those youngsters. He and Ty Washington, and technical foul was called against the Bucks, though.
That's
hanging on the rim. That didn't seem like much.
No.
Heidegger goes to the line, knocks down the free throw. I can promise you this much. Beauchamp will not be sending any apology letters to the league office for that infraction.
You know, the big takeaway from this game is Andre Jackson, that he can defend. I know it's a preseason game, but you see the tools there. And you mentioned it as well. He just has such great court instincts and vision that he is going to be a playmaker.
Here's Max Heidegger on the other side of things, passing it across the court. A drive down low from Drell. He'll work it out. Left wing three. This is Batum cashing in from the left wing this time. He hit from 3 moments ago. He hits again. It's back to a 4-point game. Back-to-back threes from Batum is keeping his team in this thing with 2:10 to go in the fourth. We got a tight one brewing here in this preseason opener. Not without drama today here from downtown Deer District. 2 minutes remaining. Drew Timmy hands the ball off to Beauchamp, but it is a good opportunity for these young guys to be in a spot like this. Timmy, a high arcing shot with the shot clock winding down, left it short with a hand in his face. That was a tough shot for him to make with the clock expiring, and he was about 19 feet away when he had to let that one fly off balance. So out of bounds off the Bucks in transition the other way. Chicago will have it. They're going to use a timeout here with a 1:50 to go here in the fourth. Just mentioning these are good opportunities for these coaches to work on some things in a game situation like this against another opponent, where, you know, it's one thing to set these hypothetical situations up in practice, but it's another when you're going against another team, especially for some of these young guys, to work on a few things and how you handle it. But that's what Billy Donovan calling his guys over to talk shop here. So for Chicago, they have just one timeout remaining. The Bucks with 2 timeouts and 1:50 to play now. For Milwaukee, mentioned it, off tomorrow, but they'll hit the road tomorrow. Head to Memphis, Tennessee to take on the Grizzlies. Suns Ja Morant, who will not be available for the first 25 games, correct?
Yeah.
And he won't even be allowed to be on the sideline or anything.
No, not with it. Yeah, can't go to the facilities, anything.
Yep. And so that will be a different-looking Memphis team than the one they play in the regular season. Actually, I'd have to check and see the first time the Bucks play Memphis if that falls in the 25 games or not, if Ja will be a part of that. Justin, can you check with our research team on that?
Let me try to get somebody on the phone.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do.
And when I say check with our research team, I mean look on your computer. I think you are our research team, if I'm not mistaken, you and Hecker. But I think Tom Hecker, he's currently texting somebody. So, I mean, well, you know, it's a big deal.
If I am the research team, I'm going to have to add that to the invoice as well.
Okay.
So that's good to know.
Well, there's good money in research. Chicago's got the basketball. 1:46 to go, down by 4. It's Quentin Jackson at the free throw line, passing near wing right to Heidegger. Heidegger trying to knife his way inside. Contested shot, no good. Sanogo, though, gets the loose ball. Has his shot blocked by Jackson initially. Stayed with it, though, and then powers it up and in. So it's a two-point game. 99-97, 129 to play here in regulation. Ty Washington into the front court. He's working on the defense of Quentin Jackson. Has the ball knocked away, got a whistle and a foul. Justin, do I smell preseason overtime in the air here today?
Between you and Tom Hecker, the Bucks' two matchups with the Grizzlies are outside of that 25-game window. That suspension would run right before Christmas for Ja Morant.
Mm. So we do get the star-studded matchup when we see Memphis. And remember, a year ago, the Bucks got absolutely dismantled in Memphis. Here's a pass over to Washington. Washington attacks into the paint. We got a whistle and a traveling call going against Washington before he got that shot off. So Chicago's going to have a chance to tie it. They're on a 6-0 run here the last minute or so, trying to chisel into that deficit. They trail by as many as 9 points, but the Bucks with their 19th turnover there. Give it back to Chicago with a 110 to go in the fourth. Quentin Jackson at the top of the arc, defended by Beauchamp around the Sanogo screen. Now takes it in, hands to Sanogo. Sanogo lays it in off the window, and we are deadlocked at 99. 101 to go here in the fourth quarter. Pass ahead to Marquise Bolden. Chicago now has outscored the Bucks on an 8-0 run here, trying to close things. Bucks trying to snap a 7-game preseason losing streak. Minute 34, the Bucks have gone without scoring since Chicago started this run. Beauchamp into the paint, floater no good, tips it out. That's to Bolden. Bolden sends to Timmy. So they'll get a reset now. Shot clock at 9, and a timeout going to be used by Adrian Griffin as he calls his guys over, the first-year head coach. Adrian Griffin hired on June the 5th, spent 5 years as an assistant with Nick Nurse in Toronto after 2 years in OKC, where he crossed paths with Billy Donovan, the head coach of the Chicago Bulls, and also spent a couple years as an assistant with Chicago, for that matter, 5 years in Chicago and 2 years in Milwaukee. So he has plenty of familiarity with a lot of these faces that we're seeing here, but interesting to see what the lineup is for Coach Griffin here. Is now the time we see Dame time for the first? How about if he rolls out Damian Lillard for these final 34 seconds? I wouldn't hold your breath, Justin.
Brings out Damian Lillard and Giannis and everybody else. Like, all right, you get these 30 seconds.
The streak ends here, boys. The streak ends here. I don't suspect we'll be seeing that. Again, Giannis not playing today. Neither is Damian Lillard. We're still waiting to see their debut together. Also, Chris Middleton sitting this one out today, as was Cam Payne. All those guys have been practicing, though, and including Middleton yesterday. So that was good to see that Chris was out there coming off of the knee surgery in the offseason. They're slowly ramping him up. But the Bucks have hit just one bucket in the last 3.5 minutes of this one. They're going to need to try to get another one here if they want to come away with this win. So here's the lineup for the Bucks. It's Andre Jackson, along with Drew Timmy, Ty Washington, Marquise Bolden, and Marshawn Beauchamp. Who do you draw things up for? Beauchamp takes the inbound feed. He immediately attacks it down the lane. Missed the shot, but the rebound taken away from Bolden. It goes right back to Timmy, and Timmy will lay it in, and the Bucks lead by two. So Milwaukee reclaims the lead with 29.1 seconds to go, and Milwaukee's going to use another timeout here, it appears. Chicago has no timeouts remaining. If, in fact, it was actually Chicago who used the full timeout. So the Bulls will try to draw something up. Force overtime with a deuce, or you'll win it with a three.
Well, I wouldn't mind if the league stepped in and said, listen,
no overtime
threes
allowed
only.
Preseason.
Like, you can only attempt threes from this point out.
Yeah, well, you know, college football has changed things up to shorten their overtimes. I don't know if the NBA wants to investigate that. Normally, you say free basketball. In the preseason, I don't know that anyone's necessarily clamoring for overtime this time of the year. But we might have a little overtime in store. Time will tell. These two teams a year ago had a couple battles. In fact, Chicago took the first two games of the series. They split the season series. But the Bucks haven't won a lost a series to Chicago since, you got to go back 7 years, the 2015-16 campaign, the last time it happened. Of course, they'll play four times again, these teams who have played each other more than any opponent for the Bucks in their history. And they open the preseason today against one another again. So it's inbound. Pass will be sent in from the far sideline by Henry Drell out of Estonia. As he's got Timmy jumping up and down in front of him. 28 seconds to go. Game clock and shot clock set for by 6 seconds. Here's our runner. That's off the mark. Rebound tracked down by Andre Jackson. He'll get it to Beauchamp. Beauchamp tried to feed it ahead to Timmy, who was by himself. Couldn't get it over there in time before the foul was committed. So now Marjon Beauchamp will step to the free throw line with a pair in front of him. I believe. Let's see. Yes. Yeah. Chicago is in the penalty. So Beauchamp will step to the line, and with 19.9 seconds to go, a pair of free throws could make this a two-possession game.
The play the Bulls ran, too, is becoming very popular in the league. The Celtics are the team we've seen play it the most, where you get a head full of steam.
First free throw is good from Beauchamp.
Off the inbounds pass and make your way to the basket. Jason Tatum is usually the guy receiving the ball in those spots.
Marjon, a season ago, 73% at the line. Today, he has connected on 4 of his 5 attempts. Here's another one. Got it. Perfect. All nylon, and he makes a pair to put it to a two-possession game with 17 seconds to go. Chicago working quickly. Jackson drives and sends it down with a ferocious one-hand slam and a foul. Oh, good night. Good night is right from Quentin Jackson. Holy smokes, there was no messing around on that slam. I mean to tell you, hide the women and children on that bad boy. He was fouled by Washington, who couldn't get out of the, or I think that was Jackson, rather. Couldn't get out of the way in time. Chance to make it a one-point game now with 12.9 seconds to go, and he will. So inbound pass coming from Jackson. He will get it to Beauchamp. Beauchamp gets it ahead to Timmy, but he was fouled before he did. So with 12.1 seconds left, Marjon's going back to the line. He was fouled on the play by Henry Drell, who signed a camp contract on September the 8th. After playing the last couple years of the G League with the Windy City Bulls, and now Beauchamp back to the line. We mentioned he's looked pretty good there today. 5 of 6, made his last two, but he's got to do it again now, and the lead is only 1. He'll hit the first.
You mentioned the benefit of this situation for these young guys, and that play is one of those. I'm sure it'll be addressed in film study that you just got to concede the basket at that point if you're Andre Jackson.
Second free throw on the way. It's always easier said than done for a defensive-minded player like that, but you're right. Second free throw is good, so it's a 3-point game. Chicago going the other way. They need a 3 to tie it. Instead, they go inside. Ball knocked away. It's picked up by Bolden. He'll hand to Jackson, and the streak is over here in Milwaukee. The Bucks win in a preseason game for the first time in the last 8 outings that they've had the chance. 105-102 coming from behind to beat the Bulls in this one. As we have 1 in the book, and Milwaukee has now set the table for their road game in Memphis coming up on Tuesday night. Young guys do a nice job taking this one to the finish line. It's good to see those guys make some plays. And, you know, it's also, we'll be, I believe, hearing from Marjon Beauchamp in a matter of moments. After his 18-point performance, he was the lead scorer for the Bucks here in this one today. So that's a good statement for a guy who's, we talked about, vying for playing time. And interesting to get his take on how he feels the game went for him today.
Fine for playing time, had a very, very good summer as well. So it's good to see him carry that over, albeit into a preseason game, but into this season.
So for the Bucks, and Adrian Griffin is the head coach, what's your biggest takeaway from a game like this?
Well, this was kind of an interesting spot where we didn't see a lot of the regulars. So you're still looking to see some of the rotations and how you'll stagger some of these guys. But I came in curious with How are they going to defend the pick and roll? How are they going to navigate screens? I think we saw a little bit of signs of what this defense is going to look like, the minor differences.
Yeah, I don't want to say this had a more of a, almost like kind of a summer league feel, but in some ways it was about the young players more than anything in this one. And you look at the stat line in this one for the Bucks. You got Marjon Beauchamp leading the way with 18 points. And then other young guys, it was 4 points for Jackson in his debut. Also for Washington, Ty Washington in his Bucks debut here today. Let's see here. Ends the game with 6 points, 2 of 7 shooting the ball, but he did have 7 assists in this game, which is notable. But Malik Beasley in his debut with the Bucks too, 13 points on 5 of 10 shooting. So, you know, you take it all with a grain of salt. But for the Bucks, it was good to see Marjon get off the schneid the way he did here today, and he is about to make his way to the side to put a headset on and join us. As his team wins this one by a final score of 105-102. And Mr. Beauchamp, good to have you on with us after
this
one.
Yes, sir.
Not a bad way to start. 18 points for yourself, and most notably, some clutch free throw shooting down the stretch.
Yeah, man, that's what I've been working on this offseason, man. Shout out Coach Beno, man. Yeah, he just helped me on some footwork, and yeah, man, it's looking good.
Marjon, what's the biggest difference for you coming into this preseason versus being a rookie last year?
I know what to expect. I know the physicality. I know the game of the pace. And, yeah, I'm just adapting well, you know. It was good to get my feet wet, you know, on my second year and work on the things that I've been working on this offseason, you know. So, man, it felt good.
How much do those extra 8 pounds feel like to help you today?
Man, tons, man. You can see, like, I'm not really, like, losing the ball, and I'm not really, like, getting bumped, and I'm bumping off guys, you know, so I feel way stronger, and, yeah, man, the work's showing.
All right, congratulations. It was fun watching you out there. We'll see you soon.
Appreciate it.
All right, Marjon Beauchamp, part of a 105-102 win for the Bucks. He was the leading scorer in this one with 18 points, 7 of 8 from the line, and 5 of 11 from the floor. All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have more to get to here, plenty to recap. From this one, that was your post-game player interview presented, as always, by BMO. We're back after these words on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High of 49, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Isolated rain showers likely, lows around 31. More clouds than sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 45. Temperatures below average Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs from the mid-40s to the lower 50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday. Another look at the short range. A high of 49 this afternoon. Lows level off around 31 tonight. We should top off around 45 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 49.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we are realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all. Here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's the back pain now?
22. 22.
Wonky work from home desks have Dane's Acupuncture booked up.
You need to get in, but this week's all full.
But finding more practitioners has them on pins and needles.
Okay. You know, my lunch is in 20 minutes. How fast can you get here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Introducing...
Hi, folks, this is Keith Evans. Drinking, maybe I-
they feel good. It's all you, no lie.
It's my station.
98Q Country.
Got a head full of noise. About 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter. The trouble on one hand, a beer in the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed. Just looking for a brand new way to get lost.
To hear your voice, I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong.
Thank you.
honey, I agree. So how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry. You know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you did you done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you did you done to me?
Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar.
Hey, what does so-and-so want for Christmas? Yeah, every year, right? And it's a struggle. I'm going to give you a little hint, at least on the kids' side of things. What are some of the hottest toys? We'll go down the list for 2 years old, 2 year olds. It's all about Baby Shark. Still a thing, by the way. 3 and 4 year olds, Magnetiles. You want to be careful, though. There's some warnings about those. 5 and 7 year olds, it's called the Wild Riding Grogu from The Mandalorian. 8 to 12 year olds, that's, you know, when you get into the big bucks there. Lego Star Wars is something that they're after. And then beyond that, I feel like it's all technology.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Show your love for Legos with Disney Bricks, a newly opened Main Street business in downtown Phillips, Wisconsin. When we buy and sell Legos, buy the piece or buy the set. And we can even find those missing Lego pieces. In store, a world of imagination for all ages awaits you with a selection of Disney-themed Lego sets. Everything from Winnie the Pooh to Star Wars, plus many other unique Lego sets in stock. Kids, book your birthday parties now and stop in for some Lego fun anytime. And have a magical day from Disney Bricks. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5, located in downtown Phillips, Wisconsin.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
There's a whole lot more brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't wait.
Q Country.
Well, I ain't gonna work today. Just wanna sit around and play. Gonna hit balls off the dock. Kick back in my flip-flops. Don't own nothing to the lender. Nothing spinning in the blender.
Sunshine, bonfires.
online at 98qcountry.com.
Everybody's asking what the hell happened, wondering why it all went wrong. Mama always said, if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all.
No.
Brothers Osborne. That's nobody's nobody. It's Marcy, though. I'm somebody's somebody. You're somebody for the next few hours. So stick around. Jameson Rogers and Jason Aldean next.
From your morning podcast to your afternoon playlist, we know you personalize your entire day. That's why State Farm helps you personalize your insurance with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It offers coverage options that help protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm Personal Price Plan. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A frost advisory begins at 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with isolated rain showers likely. Lows level off around 31. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 45 tomorrow. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 33. Cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 46 Tuesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. 51 cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Wednesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 46.
Now scanning the country music
playlist. Bury me in Georgia. I'm alone.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98 Q Country.
Pictures on her phone, and tears in her eyes. Waterproof makeup ain't made for a breakup. On a Saturday night, then I say, how you been? Good, how about you? Funny how seeing you once after a few months gets you like that, right back to telling folks you know I know all about some new guy taking you out. Then you unfollow me, then follow me back just so I know you're still.
Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Turn me on, turn me off, then you turn me back on by the weekend. And you won't say the words that I want, but you flirt when you're drinking. See those bubbles pop up like you're texting, then they disappear. Let's cut to the quick and let's get to what we're doing here. Are we just a backseat trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby? Are we written in the sand? Yeah, I want you to want me to take you back home to my mama. Put my name on your lips, call me yours, and forget all this drama. Forget it all. Your makeup is next to my toothbrush, but you never put it away on the shelf. I'm asking you, baby, cause I'm tired of asking myself. Are we just a backseat trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing? Are we dancing in the kitchen, baby? Tell me what it is and what it isn't. Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? And a tattoo, or just a number I should wash right off my hands. Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand? Are we written in the stars, baby? Or are we written in the sand?
Thank you.
look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years, and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours. I thought